Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight. The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
So we're talking about my change of heart that's been happening recently about Microsoft. And a lot of it is being motivated by the apparent changes that will happen in Windows 10. And of course, maybe that's a little bit premature because Windows 10 ain't out. I mean, it's not going to be out until early fall at best. Yeah, it may not be out until 2016. Technological terror. That's how these things work sometimes. But it does look very, very promising, and it looks like they're dealing with some of the weaknesses with Windows 8, 8.1 that we talked about, you know, in the alpha and beta versions of Windows 8. Some of the obvious things that I just couldn't understand why they hadn't done looks like they're going to do in Windows 10. So it's very refreshing. That and the fact that they've also kind of come full circle. Now, I don't like the color palettes that they've chosen, but, you know, for years we talked about part of Google's brilliance being the hyper simplicity. And Microsoft has kind of adopted that in Windows 8. I mean, I've got Windows 8 running on a machine that came out in 2005, 2006, and it's crisp.
Wow. Well, you know what you're doing, right? You know what's happening?
I know what I'm doing.
You know what's happening with you?
I do a radio show about
it. I just want to make sure you're aware of this on the conscious level. That's how Microsoft works. They have this horrible product, and then they come out with one that you don't.
They lower. It's like the Dan Quayle.
Yes. They came out with that product that you thought, ooh, this, you know, some of the things are okay with it, but you hated the color, palette. The color palette was just ugly.
Right.
But they were doing the right thing, so the operating system was pretty good. And then 10, you're really happy about it, but the color palette's still not what you like, right? So they're slowly kind of
brainwashing me,
making you think that you are the one that's making this decision and that. And then when they pretty up the color palette, they got you.
Well.
And then they're going to make a crappy product after that.
That's exactly what they've been doing it for decades.
See?
That's the benefit of me being around since the early 80s with this, is I've seen them do it over and over and over again. You're being facetious.
Yes.
But you're absolutely right.
I know I am.
Windows 11. It's going to be horrible.
It is. But the color palette's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what else? You're going to love the little landscape picture they have of it, the new Windows logo. It's going to be beautiful, but it's going to suck.
And you're going to hate the name.
Yep, and it's going to be some weird thing and you know, Coriana and it's like, come on, guys, really?
Yeah.
But what's happening with you, you're getting into the subconscious hyperbolic Mesozoic cyclical pattern with Microsoft. And what's going to happen is they're going to get you, and you're going to be one of them, and we're going to lose Dr. Dave, independent thinker.
Well, let me tell you what's happening. To lend further credence to your Mesozoic theories, they have produced an Outlook client, Microsoft Outlook client for Android and iOS. Guess what? Well, I have to be fair here, and this is important because the details do matter. They didn't really produce it. They bought it. It was a product called Accompli. They bought it in December, modified a few things, put their Outlook name and logo on it, and then sent it back out on the iTunes store and the Google Play store. But the reality is, it says Outlook on it. It's owned by Microsoft, and it is a very good product. Now, I have to say that it's kind of a preview, so they're still doing a lot of modifications, and you know, we're presuming making it better and not worse, which may not always be a good thing to assume. But it's got a lot of, what's the word? A lot of potential. My initial reaction is I like it much better than Gmail in terms of the way it manages mail, which is a big deal. Now, here's the problem, and we've talked about this for probably close to 10 years now, you know, as you trade, you know, we would jokingly, and we did the Google or the Microsoft update today, you know, with the theme and, you know, the evil empire thing, semi-facetiously. Well, here's the reality, you know, you're going from one evil empire to the next. You're going back and forth. I mean, to go from Microsoft to Google, and then from Google to Microsoft, and then from Microsoft to Apple, and look, in terms of your data and in control of your data, they're all evil empires. Mm-hmm. But if you've got to succumb to an evil empire, you might as well get something that works better than the other. So if you're a Google person or an Apple person and you're really, you know, very loyal to the corporate brand and the software available, you might want to just give iOS Outlook and Android Outlook a trial. Just check it out. I think you'll like it, and I think you may even switch.
Really?
Available for free, which is always a big deal, on the Google Play Store and the iOS. Is it still the iTunes Store?
I don't know. I've never been there.
The Work Store. Google's got the Play Store. Apple has the, no, they don't have the Work Store. They have the Art Store. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. What's better than play? What would be more?
Work.
No. From a perspective of a playa, what would be better than a Google Play Store? Mm-hmm. A Google,
I have no idea.
Fun Store. An Apple Fun Store. Check it out on the Apple Fun Store. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Not doing well. We were talking during the break about pace and that sort of thing, getting into details, but, you know, not getting off into the weeds. I'm not sure we're...
Are there any other Apple-related issues or topics you're...
Not at the moment.
Or Microsoft. I'm sorry, not Apple.
Yeah,
Microsoft.
Yeah. Actually, I do want to talk a little bit more about Microsoft.
Yeah.
There's a Mashable story. Did Microsoft just become cool? A little blog post by Chris Taylor on the 22nd talking about that thing that we talked about a couple of weeks ago or last Saturday that happened two Wednesdays ago, the big event in Redmond about Windows 10 and some of the other announcements that Microsoft did, and whether Microsoft was becoming cool. And I tell you something, I do think that to a significant degree they are. It just shows to go you how you can come out with some bad products and it doesn't necessarily kill your brand. Apple's done it a few times over the years, nothing catastrophic. Microsoft has been much better at producing those bad products than most other companies, certainly than Apple, but have always been able to pull it out of the fire just before things really hurt them. And I think that's happening with Windows 10 potentially. It might even be happening with Windows Phone, which is really interesting, that they might actually get, they've been fighting with this concept and how to really implement it well on all the platforms that might actually work well in Windows 10 is the integration of the tablet, the phone, and the desktop, and yet having the feature set available on each platform that's pertinent to that platform. When you're on the phone, you want to do things slightly differently because it's a phone. Mm-hmm. When you're on a tablet, it's a tablet, so things are done slightly differently. On a desktop, it's a desktop. Things are done slightly differently. And yet integrating those seamlessly, looks like Windows 10 has a lot of potential in that regard, so it could even pull their Windows Mobile out of the fire as well. We'll be back. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.